We have an ignorance of food in our culture which is pervasive, and it's also a historical cultural ignorance. We're very aware of some foods in some cultures and some history, but we're not aware, for instance, of the Americas, of where the foods like beans and corns and chocolates and vanilla. We're not aware of American history, and by America I always mean South and North America. I grew up in the East Coast, and it's an East Coast which is what I would call the Anglo-French or the Northern European culture, which is pervasive on the East Coast. Now, I live in the Southwest, which is the other America, which is the Spanish-speaking America, which was older than the English-speaking America or the French-speaking, because Santa Fe was settled before Jamestown, before Plymouth Rock, which I wasn't aware of even as I grew up in that part. And they were there for 350 years, so that it's European, but it's also European by coming in through Mexico, which was a great civilization. So it was already a much more complex series of culinary cultures that existed at that time. We don't have those complexes in the East Coast. We don't have the English people running into Mesoamerican culture in Massachusetts or Virginia. With, for instance, Tenochtitlan was a city of 500,000 people in 1520. It was the largest city and the most advanced city in the world of its time, probably outside of maybe China. There were 500 to 600 varieties of corn. There were 2,000 varieties of potatoes that were used by the Incans in the 13th century. The Europeans only had 14 cultivars that they had domesticated. And they had different, had a very, very small food supply in Europe. Most of the people were not able to feed themselves. 30% starvation until the discovery of the New World. So we think that Europe was kind of, you know, teaching the New World everything, and actually it was in reverse. They were taking out of the New World all of the foodstuffs and along with other things that, that were necessary to survive. But in terms of the complexity of the foods that existed, like let's say the Hohokam culture in the 4th century, just jumping, it had over 400 varieties of domesticates of corn, beans, squashes, and chilies. They used 279 wild plants, which have been actually studied by anthropologists today in the food. Plus they had, of course, birds and mammals and reptiles, and they did eat things like insects and other things for amino acids, but they probably had 1,000 different ingredients in their food in the Southwest culture before even Mexico, you know, is introduced. And they traded with Mexico, so there was these great complexes of cuisine that existed in the Southwest.